Editor's note. Each week in this space we compile the most widely read stories from the past week. Veterans remembered by St. David's School students. The highlight of the annual assembly was the collection of personal images and stories of family members who served their countries in times of conflict and peacekeeping missions. Read about what the students learned here. Remembrance Day service always emotional reminder. The annual memorial is always one to bring out strong emotions, especially when the names of local family members who died serving our country and our community are read out to those gathered. Read about the service here. Remembrance Day service on Queen Street in photos. Queenston Remembrance Day service in photos. Foodland coming to Village Center. There will be an announcement of the groundbreaking for a 14,300-square-foot, next-generation grocery store, expected to be completed and open by the end of the year. Read more about the Village Center here. Regional Council considers 2025 budget. The region is looking at increases for, among other items, transit, policing, and water and wastewater infrastructure. Learn about the details here. Public workshop on St. David's Roundabout draws about 80 people. Region info session on controversial traffic plan focused on resident feedback in the design process rather than a chance for them to voice concerns about the upcoming project. Town has planned to avoid hearing on Mary Street apartment. Niagara on the Lake Town Council has agreed on an approach to take with a developer and an Ontario Land Tribunal hearing following an unusual turn of events. Read about their decision. Joy tries it. Reporter drives a grape harvester. Driving a grape harvester through vineyards from 14 feet above the ground offers a spectacular view for a former city girl from Toronto. Read about her experience here. Scott Gossin's new album brings the past into the future. New album, Go Sun and the Disappearing Act. Dusts off songs written over many years and reunites bandmates after a long time apart. Learn about the new album here.